the other side of this door is Liv Tyler, reclining, possibly semi-naked, in the Saturday morning boudoir. Let's go in. Liv, hi. Sorry to keep you waiting. Welcome to the boudoir.
Oh, thank you.
We've been trying to get you on the show for some time now. You're a very difficult lady to track down.
How come?
Well,
because I've been in New Zealand for 2 years.
Might have something to do with the fact you've been dressed up as an elf for the last 24 months.
Glad to know that I'm wanted somewhere, though.
You play Arwen.
Yes.
Right? The most beautiful of all living things. That's how she's been described. That's a good role to get, right?
Yeah, the word beauty is used a lot to describe the elves, but it's not only about their their exterior beauty. It's also about their sort of insides. They're really these kind of perfect beings, and my character is around 3,000 years old, and they're just full of wisdom and power. And
you look good for 3,000 years old.
Thanks.
After seeing. See, I thought Barbara Windsor was going to get the role. You don't know who Barbara Windsor is?
No.
She's the landlady, the Queen Vic in EastEnders. You watch EastEnders?
I've never watched EastEnders.
Oh, well.
I've only seen, what have I seen lately that Roy, my fiancé, is obsessed with? Royston Vasey, The League of Gentlemen. I watch that a lot. And I've seen some really weird program that was so funny about some drug called Cake. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah. Got
the head
Chris Brass Eye.
Like, hold up the cake thing. That's funny. I haven't watched EastEnders.
No, well, look out for it. You'll enjoy it. In the film, you talk elfish.
Elvish. With a V.
Is it a real language?
It is actually a real language, yeah. Tolkien was a professor of history and language at Oxford, and he wrote all these languages in complete detail, so there's actually people out there who can speak Elvish.
Like Klingon. That's an actual language. So do you speak Elvish? Can you give me an example of some Elvish now?
Lau hirnin udolen iriu anirach nui lu guanad un guaithlin.
That's fantastic. What does that mean exactly?
That means, that's actually not a line from the first movie, so I shouldn't have said it, but it's
you've just given away the
mind.
Whole plot for the second
but
film.
But it's actually a line from the book, like in the it's in the appendix about Aragorn and Arwen, and it says, "No, my lord, winter is not yet come. Would you before your time leave your people?"
Oh.
Fancy schmancy stuff.
Also, in the you have to kind of have these quite special ears as well, don't you? In the film,
yeah.
Do you still have those?
No, well, they're gelatin, so they don't really last for very long. They kind of disintegrate or melt if you don't keep them in the refrigerator.
So, how long did it take you to get ready every morning when you?
It took about like 2.5 hours. So I used to have to get up at 4:30 to go into hair and makeup. That was hard.
for over such a long period of time, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I came and went a lot. I would go home to New York a lot, but I did have to be available for the whole year and a half to kind of go back and forth whenever they wanted me.
And you've been filming filming in Cape, because it wasn't just the one film that you've been making. Have you shot, there's going to be three, is that right?
Yeah, we shot all three films at one time, not in order either, so that was kind of hard. Like, some days we would be shooting a scene from the first movie, and then in the afternoon a scene from the third movie.
So are they going to be like a whole load of Lord of the Rings merchandise that you can buy?
Yeah,
like?
There is, and I don't know, I haven't seen anything here because I haven't been here for long enough, but in America they have these like goblets, and on TV they don't look
I've
that
seen
great.
Those. They light up.
But when you get them, they're actually glass too, they're not plastic, and they're really cool because you put this battery in the bottom and they light up. And yeah, and there's all sorts of dolls, and the dolls are actually really cool.
So I can get a Liv Tyler doll for Christmas.
Yeah. Better be nice to it, though.
Are you happy with your doll?
The face is a little bit, like, the profile's really good, but from the front it looks kind of strange. And the first one I got, the eyes were crossed a little bit. And I was just, but then I saw, because the eyes are hand-painted, I guess, so I was like, oh no, it's cross-eyed, great.
Is it true that they made your boobs too big on the doll?
No, they're just a little bit bigger, yeah. The waist is smaller and the boobs are bigger, yeah.
Where can I get hold of one of those? So the big question is it better than Harry Potter?
I haven't seen Harry Potter and I've never read the book either, so I don't know.
It's no a bit idea. Of a letdown, Harry Potter.
Is it?
I think so.
But everyone isn't Harry Potter more for kids, too? Like, or no, I haven't read it, but it seems like it was more of a sensation with young people and stuff, and not that The Lord of the Rings isn't, but it's pretty intense and a lot to take on, The Lord of the Rings, and its depth, and it's hard for some adults to read The Lord of the Rings. It's very, very detailed, you know, so...
Were you kind of familiar with the books as a
child? I had never read them as a kid at all, so I was kind of terrified at first, because I thought, oh my god, I have to, like, discover this whole world really quickly, because my character is not in the book that much, but in the back of the book, there's an appendix, and there's a really beautiful chapter called Aragorn and Arwen, and that's really detailed about their love story and who they are, and Peter really loved that story, and so did the writers, and they wanted to incorporate it more into the film. So because of that, there was a lot of speculation and rumors that went around, and like enraged fans who thought that my character was going to be this warrior princess. And so I'm really relieved that the film's coming out now and everyone can see that I am Arwen.
Have you ever come across any of these kind of hardcore Tolkien fans? Because they're a scary bunch.
I haven't really. I know that there. I've read some stuff on the internet. I read it once and then I started crying and never went back again.
No, why? What did they say?
They're just really intense. I mean, as I said, they were really kind of nasty about me because they thought we were changing the story of Arwen a lot, and we really didn't. I mean, we did everything we could to just to, you know, incorporate her more. But
you really mustn't get upset about.
No, I didn't. I just never looked again.
Well, they're essentially quite a sad bunch of people who don't really get a chance to go out very much.
Funnily enough, though, like half the people that worked on this film were those kinds of fans, and we couldn't have done this film without them. A lot of the designers and the people that were making all of the armor and the prosthetics. And when I first went to New Zealand, there was this really sweet man who was one of the designers, and he made me this huge folder with handwritten essays and like so much detail all about the elves and all about Arwen and Galadriel and Elrond and my family tree, and we could all always go to them, and then instead of feeling terrified that we were bringing this book to the screen, I felt excited because of that, because the people that were behind it were the people that had the most knowledge about it, you know?
Be very careful, though, not to get involved in Dungeons and Dragons.
No, see, I was never into this stuff so much when I was a kid. I wanted to be a rock star. I was like, screw the fantasy stuff.
So what are your plans next? Have you been working on anything else? Or
I haven't. It was hard for me, I think maybe more than anybody, being away from home for so long. I felt really homesick, and I've been really happy to just be home and to be with my family and with my boyfriend and to have fun.